Why do this?
Ooh, sure is dusty in here.
Grandpa props open the flimsy barn doors.
Haven't had these open in quite a while.
Tossing the blankets to the side, your voice echoes from the back of the barn. So, we're pushing this up to your garage? Throw it in neutral, and I'll push from behind. We'll eventually get old Daisy up there. It was taking you a while to get used to calling a race car Daisy. Seemed oddly personal to call a car by name, but you went along with it.
Now hold on just a second, Grandpa says with some force. We need to clear out a path first before we can roll it out. In fact, grab those two buckets over there. Yeah, the two stacked in the corner.
You grab the buckets, handing them to him. Grandpa pulls the buckets apart, flips them over, and sets them on the ground.
I know you're ready to get things started, but I've got something to ask you.
A bit bewildered, you take a seat. Seems odd to sit down when you are chomping at the bit to get this car up to Grandpa's garage.
Okay, sure, Grandpa. What's on your mind? Well, actually, that is what I'd like to know. What's on your mind? You know, before we get this whole restoring Daisy process going, I'd love to know why. Why do you want to do this?
Tilting your head with a confused look.
Why do I want to do this? Grandpa, I'm not sure what you're asking. I just thought we were going to get your old race car running again. Well, it is important to know the why before we tackle the what. Sure, we're going to spend a lot of time tearing down and rebuilding Daisy. I'll walk you through it. But I'd like to know why you want to do this. What do you hope to accomplish beyond fixing a car?
Staring back out the cobweb-filled window in the corner, a piercing silence settles in the barn. A gentle breeze whirls through the open doors and glides across your face. Your eyes travel down from the corner window and make a final stop at the dusty barn floor.
You know, Grandpa, when you mentioned working on this car together, something came alive in me. I mean, I've never worked on a car or built anything.
You turn your right shoe sideways and shuffle dirt back and forth while talking.
But now that I think about it, I guess I just want to spend some time with you.
Grandpa's crossed arms open up, and he leans in.
Son, thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Getting the car fixed up is a great goal for us. It'll take us some time, a lot of effort, and a good bit of patience. But I want you to know.
Grandpa's voice quivers as he places his hand on your shoulder.
The time with you is what really matters.
Most men do not like to ask for directions. I can recall several road trips with the family where this truth prevailed. We would launch out on a family vacation or holiday trip. I had a general feel for where...